up, boys, boys, boys.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. What did you get, Iron Brew?
I got a Tango, and a banana, and some Monster Munch. Which is like... crisps for children.
Oh, okay, a Tango. What is a Tango?
Just like a fizzy orange drink. Carbonated soda. Soda pop, as Americlaps call it.
Okay. And a banana, and then some Monster Munch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm ready to hit play if you guys are.
Alright, I'm ready.
On go. 3, 2, 1, go. Alright, this sucks.
Terrible.
Isn't it 20th Century Fox? Not Fox.
Maybe they had to like update their thing, and they were like, "Oh, well, we're getting tired of doing this every couple of years." So.
Kick. Fucking yeah. Bet she betrayed. Oh my god! I called it.
Oh, fucking subtitles! I'm on deaf. Fuck off.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Deaf hater. It's a time travel movie. More like 1488. Hail Hitler.
Oh god.
Los Angeles?
Maybe. I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
This is
a story. I don't even recognize man.
The boy, Tom Hansen of Margate. He's so cute. Grew up believing that
he'd never truly be. I want to buy his pajamas and sniff them. And be a cheap fag in TV.
Oh, look at those albums. What's that taste? Sad British
pop music. Petition. At a total misreading of the movie, The Graduate. The girl, Summer Finn of Shinnecock, Michigan, did not share this belief. Since the disintegration of her parents' marriage, daddy issues alarm goes off. The first was her long dark hair. The second is how easily she could cut it off and feel nothing. Edgy. Tom meets Summer on January 8th. He knows almost immediately she's who he's been searching for. This is a story of boy meets girl. But you should know up front, this is not a love story. Spoilers.
Wow, Jesus Christ, thanks, dude. See, this is quality partition music, Ruby.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit, I don't like Gordon Joseph Levitt, whatever his name is. He's fucked up every movie I've seen him in. Like, he somehow made Dark Knight Rises even worse. And he made Looper fucking boring as fucking hell. Something else that I've forgotten.
What about Don John?
That was good. And I guess because, like, it was... He wrote and directed it, so he knows to play to his own strengths. And he didn't cock up Inception too badly, which is like as much a compliment I can give him.
It's a pedo movie.
Fucking looks like it. Wonder if these are really the actors' own movies.
Maybe. Then again, Kate Gracie, Chloe Mortez, where the fuck is only like 18 years old now, so probably not.
If I was gonna make a movie about her and show like childhood pictures, I'd just show like a reel of piglets playing in a farm.
Mean. Oh, she does kind of look like a pig.
Oh yeah, he was in Sin City too, and he cocked that up too.
These are some long intros. A lot of
child pornography. Lots of children's lips.
This is Hollywood.
Of course, Peterwood.
Yeah, that's LA.
I'm hoping for a crossover with Drive.
Yeah, that's what happens at the end. The driver runs her over.
We know who else to call. It's Amanda Heller all over again.
Who's Amanda Heller?
A made up girl?
Oh, where is he?
Is this... Oh, she is in this movie. What the fuck? You seem to be very mentally unstable, mate.
Yeah. You don't seem alright.
What is that? Does mom know that you're here? Because it's probably past 10.
Mark Webb, I remember that name. Is he the guy who does the fucking Amazing Spider-Man movies?
Yeah.
God, has he done anything else? That's all I know him from.
No, he just sucks at life.
Fucking hell.
Gross.
Were they kissing on a bed in IKEA there?
Yep.
I was thinking about how much I fucking hate the new Spider-Man movies, and I got a bit excited there. It's like making out in someone else's bed they're going to buy. That's nasty.
I mean, what are we doing? I mean, is this normal?
Normal? I don't know. I don't care. I'm happy. Aren't you happy?
You're happy?
You're not?
All we do is argue.
That is bullshit.
Well, maybe she was just in bad mood.
Yeah, maybe like a hormonal thing.
Penis?
What do you know about penis?
I thought she said penis. More than you don't. Is that Chloe Moretz? She looks so young here.
Well, this movie's pretty old.
It's only like 5 years old. It's only 2009.
2009, which is 5 years ago.
Even Gordon Joseph Levitt looks fucking young. Everyone looks young. I feel old now.
No, I'm Sid.
Oh, so I'm Nancy.
Who's Nancy and Sid? Is this a cultural reference Americans are meant to get?
I don't get it.
Sid and Nancy.
Bravo, Mark.
Oh, that clears it up. Yeah.
It's like some kind of like punks, I think, that like did a bunch of drugs together and they accidentally killed each other, I think. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Oh. I want to go do pancakes and drugs.
You've broken up with girls before?
Yes.
And girls have broken up with you before?
This is different.
Why?
Is she his ex or something?
You'll meet somebody new.
He's a pedo. She friend zoned him.
Adults own them.
No. They say that.
Well, they're lying.
The blonde guy with long hair, he plays a literal autist on Criminal Minds.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that show, but I know it's good.
No, it's pretty generic.
May 21st. Other Mother's Day.
I don't know.
Jewish agenda. Oh my god, it's Agent Coulson.
From who?
Agent Coulson from the Avengers movies. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I love him, he's great.
This is Summer, my new assistant. Summer just moved here from
Michigan.
Right.
This is the only time I've seen him playing another character, and it's disappointing since he has like the exact same mannerisms, and it's like, oh, I guess he's not that good an actor. He doesn't have much range. I don't like that feeling when you're like, oh wow, this guy's a good actor, and then you watch all his other stuff, it's like, oh, he's just being himself.
Summer Finn was a woman. Height, average. Weight, average.
I'm playing that as average for America.
Above average. For all intents and purposes, Summer Finn, just another girl. Except she wasn't. To wit, in
she also had autism.
Summer quoted a song. Scottish band Belle and Sebastian.
Scottish pride.
Color my life with the chaos of trouble. This spike in Michigan sales of their album, The Boy with the Arab Strap, continues to puzzle industry analysts. Summer's employment at the Daily Freeze during her sophomore year coincided with an inexplicable 212% increase in revenue. Every apartment
is this like a was offered sci-fi fantasy movie? Yeah, it's like the magic power. Oh, that's why Agent Coulson's there. She's going to join the Avengers, and her power is like making shekels or something. And she's going to fund S.H.I.E.L.D. for them or something.
It was a rare quality, this summer effect. Rare, and yet something every post-adolescent male...
And that explains why Mark Webb goes on to direct Spider-Man. It's all connected.
For Tom Hansen to find now in a city of 400,000 offices, 91,000 commercial buildings, and 3.8 million people...
Web him.
...that could
Mark Webbum. Badumch. Lambs on day 69.
I hear she's a bitch. Oh, Lou.
Is there a day 420?
I tried to talk to her in the copy room. She's totally not having it. Maybe she was just in a hurry. And maybe she's an uppity better than everyone super skank.
Misogyny. Damn.
Misogyny, absolutely right.
She's pretty hot. It sucks. Why is it? Pretty girls think they can treat people like crap and get away with centuries of reinforcement. You know what? Screw her.
Reddit / MRI.
She wants to be that way. Fine.
Tips for the one. Lost number. Hey, whoever this woman here I'm talking to, Skeleton Jelly or whatever, have you seen a TV show called Lost?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I liked the beginning part. I didn't like the ending.
Alright, you're banned from joining my farm zone.
I didn't like how it ended.
Well, that's because you're a pleb. You'll understand when I write my review of it in 6 years' time.
Okay. I enjoyed most of it, though.
Good.
And a Bible ending, Ruby.
All right, you Fedora Master.
Yeah, me too. She's my... That's my waifu.
She loves my food, to be honest.
Just like me. She loves my favorite band.
Another lost number. Is she Jewish by any chance, since like that's all your wife is?
Excuse me, Ruby.
Not to be anti-Semitic or anything.
She is Jewish, I will have you know.
There's nothing wrong with it. Summer.
Right. Sue?
Yeah. Tom. Zoe Deschanel.
I bet he's Jewish too, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you realize everybody in Hollywood's Jewish?
Pretty good. I'm starting to.
My roommate's Jewish.
I go vault.
I live in Hollywood.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Alright, I hovered my cursor over the hang up button there.
I studied to be an architect. Actually.
You did? That's cool. What happened there?
Well, Brian did.
Here we are.
You any good?
Well, wrote this one.
Today, you're a man. Mazel tov on your bar mitzvah.
Oy vey, guy.
I meant as an architect.
I know.
Not everyone.
Well, you're a perfectly adequate greeting card writer.
Thank you. That was actually my nickname.
Yeah, this is a lot like her.
Perfectly adequate, handsome.
Since they're both, their jobs are, kick, the jobs are writing greeting cards or whatever.
I was very neat and organized.
And took it up the arse.
She's a virgin, Ruby.
Alright, see you later.
Well, it doesn't count if you only do it up the back end. That's what all Christians know. That is actually a saying I've learnt from American Mormons, I think. Stay moral, only do oral. That's a saying that Mormons tell their kids.
Words to live by.
Destroying the
Twin Towers. Wow, you're so gifted.
Now a plane goes in. I like how the pictures are changing around him, which implies like he's taking several days to draw one skyline. Wow, it could take a lot of fucking days to draw one skyline.
I think it's official. I'm in love with Summer. I love her smile. I love her hair. I love her knees. I love this
sharp knees, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, knees.
Show the feet. Show the feet.
Licks her lips before she talks. I love the sound of her laugh. I love the way she looks when she's sleeping.
Oh.
I love how I hear this song every time I think of her. I love how she makes
gross.
Like, oh yeah. Anything's possible. Don't worry, the movie will get nice and depressing here real soon.
Good.
Right on. Fuck this romance garbage.
Agreed. Why is he hanging out with this little girl? What's going on?
That's a side bitch. Baby gamers.
Absolute casuals.
Let's see you play some Dark Souls.
Beating back up. Check my dubs.
What? I mean, summer. Was it ever on? No, but it could have been in a world where good things happen to me.
Yeah, well, that's not really where we live.
No. So what happened? You ready? Right. So there we are.
This guy always uses... I want you to notice this guy with the Jew here. Like the fro. Mm-hmm. He always uses props.
Well, what could I...
How's your weekend?
Were they playing a video game on their table or something?
Yeah, and then got that in coffee.
Can you believe
what the fuck?
Shit? I'm sorry, what shit?
I think I missed something.
She said it was good. Emphasis on the good. She basically said she spent the weekend having sex with some guy she met at the gym.
Fuck.
Skank, whatever. I'm over it.
What the hell is wrong with you?
She's not interested in me. There's really nothing I can do about that.
Just because she said it was good.
And some other things.
Like, did she say, hey instead of hi? I mean, because you know that means that she's a lesbian, right?
I gave her plenty of chance.
Misogyny.
I'm going to the supply room. Do you guys need anything?
I think you know where
yes,
I need.
Yes, pussy.
toner.
Alpha.
Autism.
Yeah, look at her ass. Ah, you tried to rape her.
I rape.
Pain for music. That's why she's not into you. The funny thing about this part of the song is that song is not on that album. I've always...
Plot hole.
Yeah, I just noticed.
Bravo, Mark Webb.
Whatever, man, it's fine. I don't need this crap, really. I'm comfortable. I'm unhassled.
That feel window, GF.
Yeah, that feel.
It's underrated.
You can just ask her out.
Maybe he needs to jack off on a picture of her face and send it to her.
That's how you get a GF. Put some blood in there, too.
All you can karaoke at the mill.
Have you seen my Ebola sign that I've just released?
No.
Do you want to see that?
See what?
My Ebola chan sign. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Alright, I'll see if I can find it.
The whole office is gone.
I can't go even if I want to.
You're not listening to me.
What? The whole office is gone.
Yeah, sing some Belle and Sebastian and make her want to leave. I want to go do drunk karaoke right now. Fuck.
Hi. They said you weren't coming.
You asked if I was.
I'm new, so no making fun
of
me. Aww. Fucking bitch, get off the stage.
Oh, thanks.
Alright, here, click at your own discretion.
Still click it.
Do it, it's fine.
I'm clicking it.
It's just some art. Just an egregore magic spell.
Oh my goodness.
There's nothing weird about it. And
you made
this? Yep.
Aww.
And yes, those are my fingernails.
That's real. Oh, those are your fingernails?
Yep.
Oh my god. How cute.
Why do you want?
They get that long?
Hello.
Yep. I only cut them like twice a year. They're short now. Well, for me.
You were great up front.
Zart.
Thank you.
Yep. Girls regularly tell me they're jealous that I can grow my nails that long, and they have to use fake nails because they're breaking, since they actually like have a life and go outside and do stuff and they chip.
Mine have never been that long or that color.
Yeah, Not the fashionable deep yellow color.
So you have a boyfriend?
No.
The blood is only from an ingrown toenail. I didn't actually self-harm or anything for this image. Just kidding, it was from my period, and I'm actually using a voice changer at the moment. I'm a girl in real life.
I don't actually feel comfortable being anyone's any. Wow. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm still looking at it.
Usually, as you've seen, I produce more cum, but this was sort of like I got the idea for it and had to just do it within like an hour's notice because it was for Halloween.
Feelings get hurt. Who needs it? We're young. We live in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I'm impressed at the length of your nails.
T1. That's from a life of not doing anything but typing.
Yeah, but doesn't it get in the way with typing?
Well, like, usually you type with the tips of your fingers, but when they get that long, I just use, like, the sort of the fingerprint of the finger. But the problem was, the only reason I decided, right, it's time to cut them, is because they were so long, even when doing that, they were still depressing the key above them, so I couldn't type properly. It would fuck up and put typos in, so it's the only reason I cut them.
Do you just, like, always come on stuff?
Not every time. Usually when I come, I bend over and come in my mouth and then swallow it. That's not a joke or a gimmick. That's just how I've always done it. And it's very efficient. And it tastes nice. It's not gay. It's very straight.
But otherwise, you come on stuff. Like, pictures of Desolation's avatars.
Well, not every time. Just often, for special occasions, for birthday and Christmas and stuff. I'm not nearly drunk enough to... It's very romantic.
Oh. You're an artist.
I am. I really am.
How long are your nails right now?
Not that long. Like, I only cut those off.
You cut them on Halloween.
Yeah. So, like, 18 days ago or something. I did, like, something that wasn't creepy for Halloween. Everyone puts on fake long nails for Halloween, but I cut my usually creepy long nails short for Halloween. So it's some reverse creepy. That's the one day of the year I'm not creepy.
You cut them sharp. Did it make it easier to type?
No, but I did cut them into, like, you know, Sabretooth from the X-Men movies? I did cut them into, like, daggers and then cut them short just because it amused me. And it was
like walk around.
I walked around slashing the air, and they actually did make a like sound effect, like when you slash a knife around, because they're so fucking sharp. And like, I needed to cut them as soon as I was done fucking around with them, because I would like accidentally scratch myself, and it was like, wow, this fucking sharp and could hurt me.
Americans. So now I just have a movie up and this picture.
Good.
It's a good juxtaposition.
Good.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, the longer you look at it, the more Ebola-chan gets charged up with your egregore energy and kills niggers with Ebola in Africa. So it's good.
So that's Ebola-chan?
Yeah, it's an epic 4chan meme where they worship her so Ebola will kill more niggers. And it works because... Yeah, it works because, like, Africans... like hear about this, and you can go on African message boards that look like something from like the 1990s over here, but that's like modern technology in Nigeria, and they're like, look, the white man is the white man caused this Ebola curse on us. You can't go and get medical attention or the white man will try and give you Ebola. So it's just like spreading the fear of Western medicine, so it pretty much is spreading Ebola. The more you spread this image around and this meme around, the more Africans get scared about it and we'll go for help and get Ebola. So it's like the one religion that actually works. It's the one like deity that if you pray to her, she will actually do what you want and kill niggers.
I did not know about that.
Yep. There's real Nigerian message boards where they're worried about Ebola-chan. And she's like, look, the white man's using his black magic against us. You can't go for the Red Cross or they'll give you Ebola. Is that how Americans say goodbye? They salute each other.
No, usually they shoot each other.
And then clap.
Instead of the Pledge of the Allegiance. Time for some plot that would never fucking happen and is some of the worst writing I can fucking imagine.
Bye.
Coming soon.
Pardon me?
Jeez.
What are you eating again?
Monster Munch. It's, I don't know what Americans call them, fucking corn starch or something. Pork rinds. I don't know what you fat bastards call these. But they're chips. I don't know.
Oh, check.
Pickled onion flavored baked corn snack. So I would call them crisps, but Americans don't know what that is because they're dumb.
Yeah, I was actually on Ambien when I watched this movie because I don't remember any of this. I don't remember any of this. I remember this scene, but I don't remember any of that karaoke scene. I was on Ambien when I watched this movie.
What's Ambien?
Ambien says it helps you sleep.
Oh, sir,
you
sleep with
no.
That's another thing about Americans. You all know like drugs because you're on different like medications. And everyone else is like, what do you mean Ambien? What do you mean Vicodin? What are you on about? But I'm none of these things off out.
People know Ambien and drugs out.
I don't think so, since they're so highly prescribed in America. It's just like a part of your life. Oh, of course I'm on different sleep medications to get sleep and different medications to wake up and all this fucking bullshit.
You know, I can't even hear what they're saying, but I actually know what's going on. Maybe I can just tell from their body language.
I have subtitles on.
Oh.
Thanks, Paul. See ya. He's
autistic.
Have you heard any of
Talk of religion. Nice Mac, you fucking retard. Hipster.
I knew you'd bring it up. I knew you'd mention it. I was waiting for
you. Rest in peace, Steve Jobs.
I'm in between computers right now.
Nice excuse.
You know? Oh, I'm...
So, what day are you going to take a plane journey to go and see your parents?
December 25th. Well, I'm going to see my grandparents. Oh, I almost saw her butt.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Whoa.
Thank you, Hollywood.
Bravo, Jews.
TV's not working.
Epic.
Well, I'm
finished. Anyway, because, mean technical recording. Maybe you don't like listening to our commentaries with him, but I think this is the funniest one we're going to release in Christmas. Like, it's just non-stop fucking hysterics. It's amazing. So maybe you can listen
before Christmas so I can read on the plane.
Yeah, maybe you can like listen to it on the plane. Shut your eyes and just let the good ones rolling. You don't need to like watch the movie. Yeah, I strongly suggest you don't watch the movie, but as reacting to it, it's funny. I don't want to spoil it since like that in and of itself, the joke that we did a commentary on this absolute piece of dog shit movie.
Why we bought a home with two kitchens.
You're so smart. I'll race you to the bedroom.
Let's just, you know, make a scene in IKEA. Woo!
They get kicked out really.
Yeah, fuck me right here in the middle of IKEA.
I'm sure there's people who have done that.
Racist.
Fucking no good chinks.
Ching chong, bing bong.
cat sections over there, guys.
Jesus.
I saw a stand-up one time talk about how he works at IKEA and how, like, all the people roll around the beds and how disgusting it is because they never change them out or clean them.
Yeah, and they're going to spread, like, I don't know, bed bugs or something from their clothes in there.
And then you buy that, and you're like, oh, well, might as well just go buy this bed that people have been laying around in for days and months and put it in your house, and you've got
fucking head lice on it and shit.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. And also, a lot of people fucking stink in real life. Like, if you go to, like, I don't know, a packed movie theater, there's going to be someone who's just, like, reeking a B.O., and they're probably going to be the kind of fucking idiot who tests out of bed.
It's like, oh, yeah, this observes my stink quite well.
Shout out to Mondi, who's probably that person. I'm glad you can't smell people over the internet.
Uh-oh. Oh, they held hands. Fuck Sweden, man.
Agreed. I like how Stockholm will be forever known as, like, a syndrome you get when you're taken hostage and fall in love with your captive. What a nice thing to be known for.
Hold on. I think I just came. Already.
Spilling spaghetti.
She's probably like, why is this fucker just talking in the bathroom?
Dude? Yeah. Oh god, he's some deranged serial killer. I need to get
out. She has a dick.
Good.
Good.
Just so I hope for. I know how to deal with those.
Scene in the movie right here.
I was expecting, like, that, what is it called, Lonely Island song, like, I just had sex, 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 I just had sex, sex, sex. They should remix something for that song. What the fuck, mate?
He's hot.
I don't think, is Han Solo meant to be, like, a male sex icon?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. I've never picked up on that since Star Wars for fucking nerds, but okay. You hear the new Star Wars is going to have, like, a black hero and a black female hero, and the villain is going to be a woman, and all the fucking nerds are extremely butt-busted over this. Ooh, I fucking hate musicals.
It would be a song, too.
Colin, this is so good.
This is making me mad.
Why?
What? It's turning into a friend Roger Rabbit, isn't it?
Oh, here's your purse, sir.
It's called a man satchel, actually. It's not gay. Well.
Nice lighting. Shirley!
Oh shit.
Literally is Shirley.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Christ.
Jeez, Ruby, please.
Sorry, I saw a black person. I got agitated.
Maybe you should write a book. Fine. Well, you know, Henry Miller said the best way to get over a woman is to turn her into literature.
That guy had a lot more sex than sex.
Well, I'm guessing this is what the writer of this movie did. The wrote a movie, right?
Great to hear from you. I can't this week, but maybe next. I hope this means you're ready to be friends.
Nope, friend zoned.
And he kills himself.
So they've been going for 303 days and they've only just been friends or what?
I'm hardly following. They had sex.
I think, well, it's been told out of order, but I think the main story is, like, he wants to date her exclusively and she doesn't want a relationship. She just wants to be, like, casual friends with benefits or something. So it's like a cuckolding porn movie where she's gonna fuck other guys or something. And he secretly enjoys it. And they're black.
Is that a Joy Division t-shirt? Oh, yes, lewd.
Uh-oh, lewdness intensifies. Yeah.
And they're gonna fuck in there too, just like they did in IKEA.
Come to the cuckolding porn section, it's my favorite. Who fucking buys porn DVDs? What's wrong with these people? Buying music and porn. The most pleb you can fucking get. How do people have sex standing up in the shower? I can't even jerk off in the shower. It's too exhausting. Yeah, the street level isn't so exciting, but like if you look up. Look, it's Spider-Man.
Oh my god, I wanna go visit LA. Fucking miss this shit. You ever been to the LA, Ruby?
No. I've been to Washington DC, Maryland, and Virginia to kill flagger chat. Oh, and I guess I stayed over in New York for like a plane.
At least you didn't die.
it was like a month after 9/11, and it was extremely high security and a little scary.
I don't know where they are right now because that's like a really pretty area. I haven't seen it.
A Hollywood back lot is where they are.
They're in San Francisco.
Well, okay, like that building, that's been there since 1911.
Wow!
That's the continent. That's LA's first skyscraper. It's built in 1904. What is
that? Buildings being more than 100 years old is like high culture for Americans. Since your country's been around for about 200 years. Meanwhile, in Scotland, there's like castles that have been around for like 2,000 years.
Or longer. Well, aren't you special?
I want to go to a castle.
Mm. I've been to a lot of castles, and they all kind of look the same, but let's pretend they're special so I can make fun of Americans.
You know, they were filming a cake show outside of my house the other day, so.
Americans, a cake show. What was it? Like an eating contest, wasn't it?
There's like a cake store. Next to my apartment.
Like a reality TV show about running a cake store.
Yeah, that's exactly what
wow.
It was.
Wow. They've been joke, filming it for months. I guess it's real. Americans.
You want me to draw you something?
Yeah.
I don't have any paper.
Well, draw on your dick. And he just draws like a penis along her arm.
Oh wow, this would be good for a YTMND. We could just literally put anything on her arm and like get a 3 and 5 star.
Just feel like you're a faggot on it.
This is where he writes, "I'm going to kill you," and she realizes he's a serial killer. AT&T.
Just puts like a dotted line down her wrist and writes, "This is where you need to slit, you fucking bitch."
Wow, we've been here for 6.5 hours while you drew that.
He finally drew a yeah. Scaling. It's kind of messy. That's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of messy.
What? She's been here 200 days and she hasn't unpacked yet?
Woman.
I've been to my place for like 4 months and there's like 2 boxes I haven't unpacked.
Yeah, I've been here for 2 years and I haven't unpacked.
I've been in this room for fucking... what, like fucking 8 years and I haven't sorted out like the bookshelf. I still have like my parents' work... files on them, and I still have a shelf full of brandy and like guitars. I haven't moved any of it out.
Yeah, fuck it.
What? Fuck it, doing stuff.
Feet. Oh, yeah, feet.
Feet. Sweaty feet. That feel when you realize you're actually looking at the man's feet.
Normal. Wow, what a unique t-shirt, dude. Ow.
Is he gonna eat it? Oh god. Jay's gonna eat something she picked out over there.
Don't blow your disgusting stuff out of my house.
Maybe he's gonna pick out your neat out earwax.
Yeah, jack him off. Oh.
That fucking bitches can go on and on about nothing. And you just have to pretend to listen, and she'll suck you off eventually. And it was a very important lesson that every man must learn.
Mass misogyny? Yeah? Misogyny?
Report me to.
I am triggered. I am now triggered.
Trigger warning.
What are they going on about?
Yeah, I'm not listening. That was a joke. I wasn't listening to what you're saying.
I'm not listening.
I have subtitles on and I can't even follow.
I'm just waiting for you guys to make jokes. I'm not even listening to the plot. I just like. See, this guy always uses a while acting. Yeah, he can't act. It's like, oh, someone hand me a piece of fucking cake because I can't act.
I need something to be doing in this scene, so I'm just gonna eat
a
cake.
Oh, I'm gonna be doing food. Oh, gonna move the cake. All right.
American
acting.
I think the two of you are exactly. What game are they playing? Have they established this, or just meant to know that they're playing a video game on their table for some reason?
So what should I do?
No.
You should ask her.
What? Well, why rock the boat?
Why is she not playing? What the fuck? Get the game. They go, hold on, my beta brother needs my advice.
No, the guy who's grooming me needs to molest me.
When I have to practice. So,
what you saying? I'm saying you do want to ask her. I'm saying get a fucking life and stop lying. Just afraid of getting what you don't want, which will shatter all the illusions about great these past few months have been. And look, if it were me, I find out now before you show a better place and, well, she's in bed with Lars from Norway.
Who's Lars from Norway?
Just some guy she met at the gym with Brad Pitt's face and Jesus' abs.
Americans.
Wait, so coach, we're not done here.
Easy, Tom.
He is fucking, like, grooming her. No, we're bare.
Don't be a pussy. Are you a Clobro, Ruby?
No, I'm not into piglets. Although, like, I liked him Kick-Ass, I'll admit that. Right, not in a pedo way, okay? I swear.
Yeah.
It'll be up for hands for a handjob.
You sure?
Summer, I gotta ask you something.
What?
What are we doing?
Thought we were going to the movie. So you guys don't have subtitles? I
mean, no.
No, I just have it very low.
I have to infer... Yeah. I know a lot about shit movies, so I'm inferring what's happening.
Well, right now they're, I have it, and right now they're like, what? He's like, what are we?
And fucking gay hipsters, like, this one.
She's being evasive.
Has he tried fucking getting a proper girlfriend? How about that, mate? Fuck a lizard.
It's not that easy, Ruby.
No, he's gonna like crash the car because she's taking off. This tunnel represents sex.
London, 1964.
London. London. 4chan meme jokes, right?
Sunglasses, tattoos, handbags with little dogs in them. Cool cape.
Some people like it.
I like how you dress.
I was thinking about getting a butterfly tattoo about yay big on my ankle.
No.
Slut.
Oh. No. How's it
going.
Okay.
Click holding intensifies. You can like immediately see that she's with a beta male.
You're not too observant.
It's funny. You're funny. So let me buy you a drink.
No, thank you.
You with this guy?
Hey, I'm Tom.
Whatever. Come on, one drink. What are you drinking?
I said no thanks.
It's kind of like a, he's like a pickup artist. He's read all the manuals. You need to be very assertive to the point of being obnoxious.
I'm not interested. So why don't you go over there and leave?
He's like, come on, one drink.
Now you have to nag her, just like my pickup artist website. I'm playing America Street. Beta.
Can't believe this is your boyfriend.
Yeah, me.
Oh! Alpha is fucked.
And now he goes to jail for a year for assault.
It's really just a crazy thing. It happened like, it felt like it happened fast, but really, it also felt like it was happening really slowly, like everything all.
Yeah,
I
turned
just,
on bullet time.
No, it doesn't feel like you think you're. Hey, what's the matter?
I can't believe you.
To be honest, I don't think I could ever be mad if, like, a dude, like, started a fight with, like, an asshole at a bar. Why is she so mad? I'd be like, you're fucking...
I think she's looking for a reason to break it off with him. Because she was being a cunt in the bar. Or, like, I don't know, just doing the opposite of everything he wanted her to say.
It's also fucking dumb in his part, since obviously she's not into, like, aggressive guys, or she would have gone for him, but then he was even more aggressive than him.
He would have gone for the guy that eats the cake and stuff. That guy's aggressive. He's an alpha male. Because he's always eating pie.
Nothing's going on.
Friend zoned.
Pull that with me. Don't even try to.
Oh, he turned white.
Not how you treat your friend.
Did it that happen for you?
No. What are you talking about? Have you been watching like Will Smith play this character for the entire movie? No. Then suddenly it cuts to a white guy playing him. What are you on about, mate?
The whole screen went white and he like turned into like a Terminator robot or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah. DLC has holes in it.
If only. Just suddenly like. Tears off his face and there's a Terminator under there. And he's like, target terminated. Punches the head off.
Punch him.
Fucking cunts. Now he goes home and gets a gun and shoots up a sorority house because he's tired of these fucking bitches.
Yeah, Roger style.
Yeah. I can see why Reddit likes this movie since it's literally about friend zoning.
Landlines? Really?
Bottle.
It's 2009. I don't own a cell phone in 2014, since I never leave the house.
You don't?
No. That's not a joke or a gimmick. Nothing I say is a joke or a gimmick. I have, like, a Nokia from 2004 for emergencies, but I haven't switched it on in years, so I think they cancelled the service.
I bet you have really good internet, though.
Oh, yeah, I do. Listen to me about Americans seem to have shit internet, and Australians seem to have shit internet, but, like, every other first world country seems to outclass them.
There's a reason for that, but I don't know it.
In Australia, it's because they, by law, there's only one ISP, and there can't be another ISP because that's competition or something, which, as we all know, is bad for technology. Don't have any competition to stagnate for years. And in America, why is that? I think it's just the country's so big and the infrastructure isn't that good because it's, like, old and costs a lot of fucking money to lay cables like that. But also, I'm sure some government bullshit making it terrible. Don't know. He's about to come in his pants.
Yeah. It's not actually rain. She just got done blowing a bunch of dudes and she's drenched in cum.
If only.
Cuckolding. Oh, I hate that song.
Well, what about you? Did you ever even have a boyfriend?
Of course.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, he does love cuckolding. I had a much bigger penis than you.
I'm in.
Me.
She just like puts out her hand so it's like a meter wide and doesn't say anything.
Well, in high school there was Marcus.
Quarterback slash homecoming king.
No. He was a rower. He was very high.
Yeah, good. Time in college, I guess if you can row you're good at thrusting.
He's literally getting cucked right now.
She was nice, but
she.
And then there was my semester in
school. Jew agenda.
Ruby, please. It's lovely.
Also known as the Puma.
The Puma?
Yeah, the Puma.
Oh god, is he black? Yeah. He is getting cut.
Oh, that's it?
The one's the last in you.
What happened? Why didn't they work out?
What always happens? Life.
Feet.
Good eye, Ruby. Almost missed him.
Well,
she just said penis.
Good.
Penis.
What the
penis.
Fuck?
Penis.
Americans really do this.
Yes, they do.
It's my children running around. You get these two pedophiles out of here.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing you do with a puma, isn't it?
Oh. We rarely left the room.
Penis!
Cucked.
Sorry, correct.
Penis!
She has
it too. What happened?
It's just like a vitamin D went up.
Did somebody get sanicked?
Trying to censor out all the penises. You what, mate? She loves dog knots too. He's gonna get cucked by a dog now. Represents 9/11.
So much by saying so little.
Hipsters.
Mm.
No, that's all right.
You wanna go to the movies?
Yep.
Literally a guy going to the movies with his cape on. Like in the clean tech stories.
Yeah, everybody talking during the movie, that's fucking great. I'd be fucking mad.
Mm-hmm. Cutie pie number.
Beta!
Going to the movies alone.
Hey, look at this guy, he's at the movies alone.
Let's get him, boys. Needs to get on R9K. Just drop character and fuck off.
What's that from?
My dad in real life.
Why didn't you jump for it?
Lee done that. Suffer.
At everything.
So much suffering.
Den typen av lidande som aldrig tar slut.
Suffer.
Suffering.
En jävla massa lidande.
Why is he always hanging around with kids?
Oh, this is from Lost.
No, I think it's from a pretentious movie where a guy plays chess with death or something. They play Senate in Lost.
Oh.
Pleb.
Okay.
Or backgammon.
Yeah, I would have slept through that trash too.
Yep.
Going to movies alone?
Loser.
Shirley! Oh, that's nice.
Tom? Mr. Vance would like to see you in his office.
Tom. Let's see.
You know, she's left community too, so it's down to just like four cast members now.
That's gonna suck, isn't it?
Mm.
Maybe Brie will do full frontal or something and revive the show.
Hopefully.
One can hope.
Something to do with summer leaving?
Who?
My assistant.
There's child porn in the background. Statue of Iron Man on the shelf. Everyone knows you're a friend's own cucked beta. It's very obvious.
Violets are blue. Fuck you, whore. Most shoppers say Valentine's Day.
Oh, that caught me off guard.
You know what? If they published that, it would make money. It's like a gag gift. They should do that.
That's okay. I completely understand that. I'm just saying that perhaps you could channel those energies into something like this.
Funerals and sympathy.
Misery. Sadness. Loss of faith. No reason to live. This is perfect for you. Good. Okay. Now back to work you go.
Thank you.
Full on cuck.
Thank you.
He'll say it's about to shoot up workers, then. That's how it should end. He brings a shotgun to work.
Hey, don't you have like 20 cards to write by Friday?
Nope, all done.
Really? Can you help me? Because I've run out of ways to say congrats. Okay, I got good job, well done, and way to go. That's it.
How about
top well, mate? Put that in.
But today you get a card.
Shit, that's good.
I know.
No, it's really, that's awful.
Mary.
If you tried tipping your fedora.
Mary. We've been stuck on this for an hour.
How about... I love us.
She's like talking to a guy she's gonna fuck right there.
322.
I hit her crooked teeth. I hit her 1960s haircut. I hit her knobby. Cockroach-shaped splotch on her neck. I hate the way she smacks her lips before she talks. And I hate the way she sounds when she laughs.
You guys gonna fucking murder her.
She's like the wind. I hate this song!
Son, you're gonna have to exit the vehicle.
Yeah, Cracker. Fuck out of here.
Paul and Robin spoke very highly of
you. Oh, is that Amy Adams?
They said you write greedy
I don't think so, mate. I don't have like a even a 720p. I'm a DVD rip, so the closer she gets to the screen, I'll be able to confirm or deny this. Amy Adams. No, it's not.
You're a very attractive girl. I just wanted to say up front that this isn't gonna go anywhere.
Beta.
I liked this girl. Yeah, I loved her. What'd she do? She took a giant shit on my face. Literally.
Literally?
Yeah, it was great. It's hot.
It's disgusting. Jesus.
He's missing out on some scat play there. She likes it.
She was taking the bait.
She was like, really?
Because I need to go quite soon.
You do this, you think back on all the times you have with someone and just replay it in your head over and over again and look for those first signs of trouble. Two options, really. Either she's an evil, emotionless,
miserable human being. Or she's a robot.
If only. Nothing wrong with fucking robots.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
She never cheated on you.
No, never.
She ever take advantage of you?
Implying. Well, we had an open relationship from the start, so it wasn't really cheating.
She told you up front that she didn't want a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You're a faggot, mate.
I got a great idea.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she leaves now.
Is this the when he does a terrorist attack?
Yeah. From source code.
Yeah.
Hell no.
What do you mean? I've had enough. These normies must pay.
You are. No, man, it's gonna be all old people.
Props.
That's why I'm going. And that's why I called her last night, told her I was sick. Dude, like a ninja. I'm not gonna know anybody at this. And maybe you'll meet some hot granddaughters or something.
Hi, baby. I know you like the littles.
So if anything out of this movie you got that he's a pedophile or something, like yep. That's the bottom line. Okay.
Uh oh.
We almost made eye contact. Well, this is not subtle at all.
Oh shit.
It jumps off the train and it's gonna roll credits.
It's getting a suicide bomb detonator.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Summer. I must have walked right by you.
I'm not stalking you, Ethan.
No, you looked at me.
Well,
like,
what are you doing? Yeah. Are you going to Mills? Me too.
Cool.
I forgot you knew her.
Yeah. We worked together all that time. I love Millie. She's the sweetest.
She is.
How are you?
Good, I
wrote to you, I never heard back.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just, you know, it got kind of crazy. The holidays came up, so work was...
You still working for Vance?
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna go get a...
Why is it called 500 Days of Summer if they've already broken up?
Maybe because something happened on 500, day 500?
He kills her.
I actually don't know, remember how the movie ends.
Kills her and like, keeps her dead body.
I remember the very last line of the movie, but that's like it. I don't know.
Is there any chance to die, you fucking whore?
A little more so than that. Oh, we're using this song again, really? Okay. Sunshine.
How nauseating.
Isn't it adorable? Just two young whippersnappers in love.
So romantic.
Garbage.
Kiss, a crush.
You look nice.
Sweet discoxition. Not now. Later.
Now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Oh wow, it's not interracial? What the fuck?
It looks interracial to me.
There's a lot of blacks there. That's why he didn't want to go. I'm not going to that thing. Why?
Unless you fuck one of these black men, I'm not going.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, you snore.
No, I don't.
You do?
No, I don't. Too.
Oh, I definitely.
And she's gonna do it to him all over again.
No spoilers, please. I'm trying to enjoy this movie.
very unflexible.
He's spoiling the experience.
I like how every time I've read about this movie on 4chan, they're like, that fucking bitch, I hate her. But so far, she's been, like, nothing but honest, and this guy's just an absolute fucking pathetic fuck-up who can't move
really?
On.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's not doing anything wrong. She's being open. Like, I'm not ready for a relationship at this point in my life. And he's just like, no, my wife, no. Cuck me some more, please. And he can't just fucking find what he needs elsewhere, like a reasonable person.
Yeah, YOLO, fuck you. That's what I say.
I say he needs to date rape her already. Problem solved. They watch the white people have no rhythm. Fucking honkies.
Hey, I was wondering.
Who let these fuckers in the park?
I was gonna maybe have a party on Friday. On our rooftop that has like a really nice garden.
He's going to throw himself off the rooftop again.
If you're not busy.
I don't think I will be.
What?
Good. No idea.
What was that line about? Like, I mean, something could come up, but, you know.
They mean his dick.
I'll pencil you in.
Into my vagina.
If this was Nymphomaniac, wouldn't she be sucking him off?
Yeah, and everyone else like on the train.
Yeah. For like candy or something, right?
Yep.
That was a weird, dumb movie.
And then there'd be a 10-minute shot of some water running down a drain.
Yeah.
I guess I just got lucky. We met in elementary school. In 7th grade, we had the same class schedule.
And I was the teacher. And she was the pupil. I don't know, I just like raping toddlers. It's fun.
She's willing, right?
Yeah. She's making the jokes, bro.
Hell yeah.
She's the wife that guides me home. Yes.
Yes, I'm fucking Black Widow, what of it? No, someone she fucks the whole team.
Doesn't make it less true.
I think technically the girl of my dreams would probably have, like, a really
big tits.
Rack.
This movie's so shit, it's hard to make jokes about, since everything I joke about comes true a second later.
Truthfully, Robin's better than the girl in my dreams. She's real.
Aww.
Not having a tulpa.
Oh, I thought that was the guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Rye. Oh, he didn't have anything to say. Oh, this is a cool scene. I remember this scene. And I love this song, too.
Oh yeah, I've seen webums of this. Sorry, I watch movies, I watch webums of them in TV.
I love that Regina Spektor voice. Oh man, this is where the feels come in, boys.
I know this feel, but only from how I expect
it to
go.
Open wide, here comes original sin.
I expect Threads to be really popular, and then no one gives a shit. That's how I relate to this. The awkward
your tie and your dick. That's what she said.
How do I watch two movies at once? I mean,
you cross your eyes so they sync up as one.
I'm going to these meetings, but I wasn't doing any meeting. I love that song. Right, greeting
cards. Tom could be a really great architect if he wanted to be.
That's unusual. I mean, what made you go from one to the other?
I guess I just figured, why make something disposable, like a building, when you can make something that lasts forever, like a greeting card?
That's like a good answer. Why are they laughing?
I think it was meant to be a joke.
Oh.
Although, if you think about it, the car is probably made from like non-biodegradable materials and probably will last forever, and but a building will eventually get demolished, so it doesn't really work.
Hell fucking yeah, reality, YOLO boys, fuck.
Print some roofies in there. I'll show that
oh
fucking
God,
cunt.
That would have been a good screenshot.
Succeeding, and we're going to these meetings, we're not doing any meeting.
My epic meme fortune. He's getting cucked by a guy, Jesus.
Open the spotlight, I need to be saved. Oh God, I gotta go kill myself.
You should get a fucking gun. This is it, these normies have pushed me too far.
Yeah, go drink and drive, dude. YOLO, fuck it. Oh, I'm gonna go vomit. Inception.
Brum.
Yeah, that was Brum.
I was wondering why the background looked really fake and shit. But that explains it. So deep.
Oh man, they didn't finish the song.
Some of my like happiest memories of the last few years is just staying in bed all day watching DVDs. That's like my idea of a great happy day. That's like severe depression for other people.
Bring it up, chink, don't judge me.
He narrowed his eyes even further. It's almost imperceptible.
I like that. He killed himself with aspirin. Oh, he's alive.
Twinkie overdose.
Shit, typical American buddy. You look like shit. 5 minutes.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
What happened to you?
I'm gonna talk about it.
You always want to talk about it.
Not this.
Okay, well, come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
It's Thursday.
This one says, go for it. And this one says, you can do it. We have a whole line of inspirational photographic cards featuring Pickles, my cat. I think people will really enjoy them. Thank you.
No, it's all about the grumpy cat nowadays.
That's the inspirational stuff. Okay. Who's next? We haven't heard from Sympathy in a while. Hanson? The Winter Collection? Do you have anything to contribute? Come back to you. Mackenzie?
Actually, you know what?
Yes, Tom?
Can I say something about the cat?
Well, okay.
I hope it dies. Yeah. I want to set it on fire.
And Rhoda, no disrespect. But this is
an ugly cat.
Tom, go for it. You can do it. That's not inspirational. That's suicidal. If Pickles goes for it right there, that's a dead cat. It's lies. We're liars. A lot of people buy these things. It's not because they want to say how they feel. People buy cars because they can't say how they feel. Or they're afraid to. We provide the service that lets them off the hook. You know what? I say to hell with it. Let's level with America. At least let them speak for themselves. Right? I mean, look. What is this? What is this?
And then he's going to come up with an amazing idea. Right? They run with and make lots of money off or some bullshit.
I guess that's it for hanging out. Nice knowing.
Sit down, Hanson.
How about this one with all the pretty hearts on the front? I think I know where this is going. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart. I love you. That's sweet. Ain't love grand? This is exactly what I'm talking about. What does that even mean? Love. Do you know? Do you? Anybody?
Probably not, since she's fat.
Somebody gave me this card in advance, I would eat it.
You'd eat it?
Yeah.
It's cards. Movies and the pop songs, they're to blame for all the lies. And the heartache. We're responsible. I'm responsible. I think we do a bad thing. People should be able to say how they feel. How they really feel. Not, you know, some words that some strangers put in their mouth. Words like love.
Words like, I hate you, cunt.
Resident Revisor would fuck you, bitch. No, come back. We need your inspiration.
That was amazing. Put that in a card right now.
Right. Every time.
My one friend in real life tries to do that at every opportunity, but once it worked and people actually started clapping with him, and he still references it to this day. He's like stalking that little girl again. There we go. Hey, some lolicon I do. Starting you. Angelica. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Hell, yeah. Get some of that cunny. Should make a webm of the girls webbing at him on Boston TV. They'll love it.
No, I think you're just remembering the good stuff. Next time you look back, I really think you should look again.
Yeah, remember all those times she fucking cucked you and told you about large penises of her lover.
Anybody else crying, or just me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm suicidal at the moment. It's too much.
Feet!
Feet. He's gonna remember the bad parts of Kate whenever she wore shoes.
I don't know, we could just go back to your place.
Is this the movie where he walks into a bus and there's 20 Katy Perrys or whatever inside the bus? I've seen that screen capture before. This is a different movie they're showing a clip from. Oh, okay. No, what's the actress's name? I call her Katy Perry because I can't tell them apart.
Zoe Deschanel.
Okay. I genuinely can't tell them apart. What does Katy Perry do?
Sings. Okay. Isn't this fucking Simon and Garfunkel?
I don't know. I'm a pleb. I'm just being histrionic. We should get Katy Perry to play a scene in this and see if anyone can tell the difference. I put him on the mix
image. Their track one. Oh yeah, I didn't listen to that trash. You suck.
Play.
Look, there's Nazis in
the Oh track, shit! Though. See Kyle! See Kyle! Hail Hitler!
Beatles, pleb, get that out of my face. Ugh. You just touched that album.
You don't touch pleb things.
I think that's the point where you kind of get the realization. Maybe she's... She's more of a George Harrison fan.
I think I'm just gonna call it a day.
You don't wanna get some dinner? You hungry?
She's having a bipolar episode. This is like fucking talking to Stephen Yeo. He'll fucking spend all day messaging you and then refuse to talk to you for a month and then.
I got it. Pancakes.
just him planning his shooting spree.
The fuck? Where does this guy live?
I don't know. A wall is a blackboard, apparently.
Yeah, look at all these books I'm not gonna read.
He's researching architecture to, like, blow up a skyscraper.
Give me a fucking job, asshole. Yes, sir. Right away. Yep. Back to the card company.
He's just gonna draw some more buildings.
Yeah, he's drawing out his blueprint for a shooting spree, and then I come in this door, and I've already planted the pipe bombs here.
It's the end of the Fight Club where he blows up buildings.
Yeah.
Oh wow, he created Los Angeles.
Wow. Well, I guess it's some fire too. And he's gonna be recruited for the Avengers,
oh,
that's the end.
I'm flying.
He's using his time dilation powers.
Yeah, that'll land you a job, dude. Just show them that.
Well, you clearly have autism.
Wait, show the guy she's marrying.
Do we even know? At least he doesn't
seem
black.
At least he's white.
Yeah. This makes him unhappy. Let's get cut.
That does not look like LA. That certainly doesn't look like LA because there's green. I've been stalking you.
Oh, the twist ending is she kills him. That's why she's so hot and cold. She was debating the whole time. She's gonna kill him or not.
Thought I might see you here.
Nobody dies, Ruby.
Oh. There hasn't even been a gun in the movie yet. What kind of movie is this?
I always loved this place ever since you brought me.
So I guess I should say congratulations.
Only if you mean it.
Ah, well, in that case.
So are you okay?
I will be.
It's been suicidal for the last few months.
I like your suit.
Thanks.
You look
thanks,
good.
It's just a suit.
Except she doesn't have a job now, so.
You, you're married.
Yeah. It's crazy, huh?
Fucking bitch. And the twist ending is he's gonna cuck the husband.
You should have told me. When you were at the wedding and you were dancing.
Well, he hadn't asked me yet.
But he was in your life.
Yeah.
So why'd you dance with him?
Fucking whore.
If I wanted to.
You just do what you want, don't you?
Well, you should have asked me at the bar that night, man.
You never wanted to be anybody's girlfriend, and now you're somebody's wife.
Yeah, where is he? Why are you talking
to him?
I'll
ever understand that.
Oh, maybe the husband turns up and kills them both. I need someone to die for this movie to be worth it.
Right, but that's what I understand.
You're just a little girl.
Oh shit.
What a beast.
If she kills herself because she can't take getting molested by the main character any longer.
Mm.
Or like, her farmer takes her out to be slaughtered.
This is the sweetest movie I've ever seen.
It's emotional.
I almost, like, remember it being much better than this or something.
Probably because you were high at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Yo. I feel bad for him because he's cuter than she is.
They're both Jews, and therefore...
They're not. I don't think either of them are Jewish. I just said that to Russell Eugene.
Oh my god.
Penis!
Let's see, yep. Gordon Levitt, penis man, is Jewish.
Oh.
Typing Katy Perry by accident. Okay. See, Jew. No, no results for Jew in Zooey Deschanel's page. But one Jew is too much.
Tom was right. Yeah, I did. I did. It just wasn't me that you were right about.
Absolute fucking.
You gonna fall for her again?
For the third time.
I promised I wouldn't get hurt again.
But I'm really happy to see that you're doing well.
Summer. I really do hope that you're happy.
Spaghetti.
Summer.
Actually, my husband punches the shit out of me every night. Please help. You fucking bitch, you deserve it.
It's snowing? What the fuck?
Looks like summer's over. Mom was waiting the whole movie to make a season pun. And you set it up for me, thanks.
You're welcome.
This represents the test.
That was a softball. That was easy. Last days have no impact on the course of a life.
May 23rd was a Wednesday. Another lost number. Feet.
Hey, are you an escort? I could get some head.
Are you interviewing?
Sorry.
Are you interviewing for the position?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know her. She was in a Charlie's Angels reboot that lasted 10 episodes for the cancel of it.
It would appear.
She's a hottie.
So, a little awkward.
Yeah.
Kill her and see you have to get the position.
Hope you don't get the job.
Just like throw over that balcony there. It's issue for
Have I seen you before?
Me? I don't think so.
Yeah, it was an Inception.
Do you have a
Yes. That's like my favorite spot in the city.
Okay, except for the parking lot, but
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the parking lot.
Smith Miss returned.
If Tom had learned anything, it was that you can't ascribe great cosmic significance to a single earthly event.
That's all anything is. I don't think Tom has learned anything since he's like falling in love at first sight before he knows anything about the girl again.
Tom had finally learned there are no miracles. There are no was sure of it now. Tom was...
Sorry, I just left, can I...
He was pretty sure.
Hey.
You again.
No, I'm a different guy. This, I'm not as awkward as the last guy. You have some nice feet.
I'm sorry, I'm sort of supposed to meet someone after this.
Cocked again.
Sure.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. I'll see her anyway.
I'll just cheat on my boyfriend. It's alright, it's no big deal.
Okay, well then I'll just, I'll wait for you.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. My name's Tom.
Nice to meet you. I'm Autumn.
Yeah, third wall. You look at me. Fucking pick. Oh, is this set up for the sequel? There's gonna be a quadrilogy of these shit movies.
Shitty music, and I'm turning this off. Alright. Well, that was much worse than I remember, but I still thought there were some cute scenes. What did you guys think?
I can see what they're going for, trying to, like, you know, depict a relationship in that way, but I think it could have been better. Like, there was no reason to show it out of order. They could, how I would have done it is I would have shown the relationship, like, in the, through the rose-tinted spectacles that he puts on it for maybe half the movie, and then only use the numbering system to show you, like, what it was like from her perspective, and then maybe the last act of the movie is, like, showing how it really was, sort of thing. So you can show how a relationship is from people's different perspectives, but so far it was just like a bunch of random shit, and the big reveal is he didn't notice that she was a bit more like cold and hot than she was, so I don't know, nice idea, shit execution. And surprised it was directed by the guy who's currently fucking up Spider-Man to hell and back.
What did you think?
I don't know, I didn't like it.
Oh.
Good.
I'm sorry, I made a bad suggestion.
No, no, I enjoyed watching it with you guys, but
okay.
I don't think it's like a great movie.
So what does TV say about it? They hate the girl?
Yeah, she's a fucking friend-zoning cunt, and they hate her fucking bitch whore slut. When, like, clearly it's all his fault, and he's a fucking retard, he needs to move on. And that would be a short fucking movie, like One Day of Summer. Hey, how are you? Do you want to go out? Do you want to be my girlfriend? No, I'm not looking for a relationship. Oh, alright, bye. Then he goes on to OkCupid and that's it.
You think things worked out with Autumn?
It was day one, so it was the beginning of it all happening all over again.
I think they're waiting for the sequel. And then it won't, and he'll have to go out with, like, Winter, and then go out with, I was going to say Fall, because Americans even know what an autumn is, because you say Fall instead. No, the autumn relationship will fall, ba-dum-tsh, and then he'll go out with Winter, and it won't work out, and then he'll go out with Spring, and then, like, that will work out, even though if you have the name of Spring, you're probably a stripper, but, hey, watch for Kank.
Well, the sun is up.
You can hear my dog. My dog doesn't like the movie. Actually, how I would have done that movie is, remember the scene where they're in the music store and we see the swastika in the background? I would have just reshot every single scene but gradually put more and more Nazi memorabilia in the background, and then he suddenly realizes, oh shit, she's a Nazi. And that's like why he breaks up with her.
There's
more and more posters of Hitler in the background.
I have to get up for class in...
1 minute.
No. 3 hours?
Oh boy. Oh boy. why. I'm sure you have lots of medicine to take to pick you up. Since you're an American.
Thanks, Ruby. I don't. I have this stuff called willpower and coffee.
Well, coffee's a drug. So technically I'm right.
Yeah, fuck. did you record our whole conversation?
Yeah, I did. And I'll publish it in 2020 when I get around to editing it.
We didn't, like, mention a single thing about the entire movie. Just talking about
who's talked about Jews and cuckolding.
Yeah, who's getting fucked, and who's a Jew, and who's got nice feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the normal movie discussion that you would have for Joseph Gordon-Levitt film. Yeah, I think you'd like Don John. Like, that one's way more real. It's like... Mm. Not the ending, not so much, but the whole movie is like a lot more lifelike.
Yeah, he's just a dysfunctional person. He's dating a dysfunctional person, and everyone's miserable for the whole thing. And it's just like real life.
Yeah.
And his greatest love is pornography.
Mm-hmm. It's like a real man, fucking pigs.
I know. Kill them all, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Kill all men.
Yep. Tender war now. Cast them in.
Just us three girls. Well, I think I'm gonna go sleep for a few hours. I don't know about y'all.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm gonna simulate walking in Daisy.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
Kill herself. Yeah. Well, that's later. I need to move my car, like, every day.
Why do you have to move your car?
Because I live in West Hollywood, and street parking is, like, really crowded and regulated.
Why do you even have a car, then?
I wish I didn't.
Well, yeah, a bicycle or something.
Yeah, well, I'm moving, so I might keep my car.
I don't have a car, I can't drive.
Haha, pussy. Mm-hmm. Bitch. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for watching the movie with Ruby. I hope this was a nice meeting, you guys.
Mm, it was.
Yeah.
Post on my phone.
Maybe.
Good. You'll get lots of attention from a lonely man. That's my best pitch.
There you go. If you're not sold now.
And you'll get to insult ugly women and make yourself feel better.
Slut and whore.
Yeah, good. We have to do better than that for the women on my farm.
I love you both. I'm going to go to sleep now.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
She's not going to say it, but she thinks your cum signs are interesting.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Good.
Your cum pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like 15 of them opened up my browser right now.
Good.